It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop, and good morning, grilling world. It is a great day to get out and get your grill fired up. Get on that back deck. Better yet, do like I'm doing. Go get in a parking lot and do some tailgating because there's some great football. And Mr. Fonger is going to update us a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, Bob's son is playing in the state semifinals in his high school class. He's a senior this year, so right after the show, Bob's going to jet out to Mount Pleasant and watch his Lowell Red Arrows take on Walled Lake up there. So we're excited for that, but got a busy show today. One of our favorite butchers from the west side, Mr. Tim Sobey of Sobey Meats, is going to be joining us. We're going to shoot out to Merle at Allen Bob's, get an update on that big buck contest that's going out there, and probably talk a little bit about Bob missing all these trophy bucks. It's Thanksgiving on the grill with the Grilling Guys today. We're going to be going through a variety of turkey recipes and techniques that you can do in the backyard to get the turkey out of the kitchen and onto your back deck. We're going to smoke one. We're going to talk about brining them before you use them. Do you buy fresh? Do you buy frozen? What's it all about? So we got a lot going on, but joining us right now is Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me be part of your show here today.
Oh, you know what? Anybody that brings us treats like you do, I'm looking across, what, 8 or 10 different kinds of sticks and sausages here. It's going to be a little feeding frenzy here at the Grilling Guys, but one of my favorite times of year is this fall deer hunting season and just the tailgating and everything going on, and everything you've got here goes great with that. Tell us a little bit about what you brought.
Well, we got some of our homemade snack sticks. They're beef and pork, and we have about 8 or 9 varieties of them. We got a couple on the back burner. We haven't gotten produced yet. We haven't had time. We got moved into our new digs, so we're working on those. But we have a couple milder ones, teriyaki sticks and hunter sticks, and then medium. We got medium with cheese, hot with cheese. For the extreme ones that like a little zing, we got our fire sticks. And we have some pepperoni sticks in here. And we also brought some salami and salami with jalapeno and cheese.
Wow. I tell you what, you swing by Sobey's Meats and you grab a couple bags of those. I'm looking at them. They're only $4.29 a pound. They're fresh. They're made right there on Remembrance Road. Let's talk a little bit about your new digs because you just made a major upgrade here in the last month or two, haven't you?
Yes, we did. We moved in October 22nd. Actually, we closed on that Saturday at our old shop. And the following Tuesday, we opened up at our new address at 3450. A lot more space. We have a lot more products in there. And it's kind of nice, people that were faithful followers before that come in, walk in the door, and go, wow, it's a little more spacious, a little brighter, and we can make it look more like a meat market. And we got some really cool things we'll be doing with you guys coming up here in the spring also.
That sounds great. For folks that don't know where you're at, if you're cruising west on Leonard, somewhere between, I think it's like Collindale and Wilson, Remembrance Drive jets off to the northwest.
That's correct, yeah.
And you're just near that intersection.
Yep.
As soon as you get on Remembrance Drive, you go up how far?
Oh, not even a quarter of a mile.
And it will which be side on the of the left road? Hand
side.
Be on the left.
Yeah.
Great. And that's just a huge facility compared to your other one. And your other one was actually a nice size. But like I said last time I talked to you, when you'd walk into your old store, I mean, there would be 10 to 20 people waiting in line for service. And the cool thing was, it wasn't like they were rude or like they'd be worried about you cutting in line. I don't think you even took numbers or anything. It would just be like a party out front all that. Every time I went in there, it's like everybody's so happy when they're at Sobey Meats. There's a culture there. You've developed a love for the community, and they're loving you back.
I would agree. In different times we saw this happen, it was so cool. If we get a newbie that would come in, somebody else, they'd walk up, oh, where's the number system? Well, we don't do numbers here. And you see, really, you talk about a culture, people's attitude changes. They're courteous customers, and they'll tell them, well, just, you're after me, just stay next to me. You go in, you know the drill, you do just a horseshoe to come back out. And as they're walking down through past the cases, you got to try this, you got to try this.
That's and happened to me before.
Our customers are our best salesmen telling other people what they got to try.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
Exactly.
And we're trying to maintain that here. It's a lot bigger, but we haven't gone to the number system because people are people and they're not just numbers. So if they come in, hopefully they have the same patience that they've had all the way through, because it's great to do that.
And that's what I was referring to when I said a culture. You're a West Sider. These are all West Siders. That was one of my favorite neighborhoods to ever live in when I lived in Chomet Hills when we were newlyweds. There's a culture over there. We didn't even lock our doors. I mean, I'm sure most people do, but your neighbors just looked out for you, and that's pretty hard to replace. So even if you don't live on the West Side, you need to take a trip into Sobey, because I'm tasting some teriyaki sausage here, and it's just so fresh. It's beautiful. And that's four something a pound.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a great value. And, you know, as tailgating items or guys going into the woods, you got a good protein with you, a good flavor. And all around, it's a great snack, you know, to take with. It's got some good beef to it.
Now, so. Later in the show, we've got our buddy T-Gid calling up from Louisiana, and he wants to talk about turducken. Do you ever do those?
Yeah, we've done a number of turduckens in the past, and I'd love to talk about turduckens.
Do you have to order those in advance?
Yeah, they're time consuming to build. They're kind of tedious to get done, and so certainly if somebody walked in and said, "Well, I want a turducken, I'm going to wait for it," you're going to be a while. You might be depending on, you know, getting the bird together, the size of it. The bigger it is, the harder it is to manage. It could be 45 minutes to get one built. So
tell us what those animals are that you put in. There's probably some raccoon in there somewhere.
Oh yeah, whatever you can scrape off the asphalt.
Oh, you scared me there for a minute. I've had to scrape.
But it's a turkey on the bottom, and you'll bone out the thighs and breast, leave the bone in the wings and the drumstick. So that's laid on its back.
Yep.
And then we'll put a layer of stuffing in there, homemade stuffing, and then we'll put a duck in the middle. And we'll do the same thing, bone out the thighs and the breast, put that in there, another layer of stuffing, and then we'll do the same with the chicken, but then the chicken goes on top, skin side up. So basically, everything is surrounded by skin.
And then you roll it up so that the turkey engulfs everything?
Correct.
You'd probably want to bake that or smoke it slowly, because it's going to be really dense, right?
That's
and
right.
And it's going to take a long time to get into that, get that chicken cooked.
Yep. And on the smoker, which would be great, you know, it's you can't go wrong either with butter or bacon, you know, on top. In the oven, a cooking bag works great. But on the grill, you want to take a little, you're out there sipping on something cold anyway. And
maybe eat a snack stick.
And have a snack stick, yeah. And baste them up a little bit. Keep them nice and moist.
I think we're going to be eating snack sticks today, Randy.
Yeah, lots of them. I think you're going to be popular at your tailgate up there at CMU while you're watching that Lowell game, because there's no way we can eat all of these while we're here. Cripe, I think he brought in seven or eight different flavors, and there's five or six in each one. We'd be snacking until we're
be a protein
face.
Coma.
Yeah, protein coma, exactly. But, Tim, do you have a smoker out at the meat shop?
Actually, we have two smokers. We put in an additional one, and I was telling you on the way up this morning, I was up there about 3 this morning changing things out. We've been smoking just about 24 hours a day, trying to catch back up and keep ahead. It's a busy time of the year, and getting into our new digs. So we got two of them. We're keeping rolling.
So you broke into your shop at 4 in the morning, and Walker's Finest rolled up on you, didn't they?
Yes, she did, and, which was great. They're keeping an eye on the new digs too. So that's they're doing their job.
Well, listen, we're going to have to take a break, but if you can stick around, that'd be cool. We're talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats in Walker, and we're going to come back with what, Randy? What we got going on?
Well, we're gonna jump out to Allen Bob Sports and talk to Merle, get a wrap up on that big buck contest, and see how that's working for us. And then what I want to do with Tim, because I know he's an expert, is we're gonna talk a little bit about fresh versus frozen turkeys, what the pros and cons are of each of those. You can't really go wrong with either, but there are some different cooking and handling techniques. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Should've known. Never grown enough, alone enough to know my way.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.